This is the draft day Browns fans were waiting for.
Sonny, I hope you're listening. You run this team. You're the general manager. You can fix it.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Sonny.
Sonny.
Every year, someone comes out of this looking like a donkey.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Good, because tomorrow I got a feeling it could be you if you don't make this deal.
Let's talk about the draft. I need you to make a splash, Sonny.
As if the Cleveland Browns didn't already mass suffer some mass failure. They had to make this fucking boring-ass piece of fucking shit. God damn. I knew this shit was going to be boring. I just didn't know it was going to be this boring.
As a person who likes football, I completely fucking agree with you.
Well, the thing is, though, yeah, I like football movies, but I don't like the fucking behind the scenes of the football movies, all right? I don't want to fucking see behind the scenes, all right?
I was watching this, and I was like, oh, so this is why the Browns have sucked the last 10 years, and this is coming from a Steeler fan.
That's another thing. Who the fuck gives a shit about the Cleveland Browns, all right?
Not even people in Cleveland care anymore.
Hey, I even forgot that team existed, to be honest, all right? I was like, the Chicago, it's from Cleveland still has a team? Shit, what the fuck? They ain't never won anything. They never made it anywhere. So, like, who gives a shit? I was like, if they would have made it about a more prominent team or something like that, then maybe. But I was just like, I'm already not caring at this point. I mean,
you know who this was, you know what team they were originally supposed to be with this movie, right?
Yeah, I heard a lot of rumors on this movie.
The Buffalo Bills. It was supposed to be centered around the Buffalo Bills, but they found that it was cheaper to film in Cleveland.
Oh, you got to be shitting. That's why? Because it's cheaper? Oh,
yep.
Oh, my God. You know, quality over quantity. Let's just say that plays a big part in certain things. I just want to get that clear or whatever. You know, some people want to buy cheap things and be like, I just want to pay for cheap, whatever, I get it quick. But you know what? If you spend that extra $50, you know, it may last just a little bit longer. Get that warranty with it and all that stuff. But, oh, my God, apparently they didn't think about that in this movie.
No. I mean, do you want to go into the plot synopsis here real quick? I mean, it's pretty simple.
It really is simple. I mean, if you've seen the trailer, you've seen the movie. And that was my fear going into the movie. I was like, why do I have a feeling that this movie's not going to show any football games and it's going to be just him in this room talking all day? It's just like, and then next, you know, 3-2-1, that's what Kevin Costner does. Yeah, and it's funny because this guy, Ivan Reitman, he directed Ghostbusters.
He's done a lot of good stuff. I even liked his last movie, No Strings Attached.
But then he did Ghostbusters 2 as well. So, matter of fact, he did another movie I didn't like. I forgot the name of it now. Oh, fuck. I just saw it last night, too. Forgot the name. Goddamn, whatever. Fuck him.
Evolution?
No, it wasn't that one. No.
Not No Strings Attached.
Not No Strings Attached. I like that one.
Yeah, so I'm trying to think of what else he's done.
Can't remember now.
I'm going to get to the bottom of that before this review's done.
Okay, well, either way, he's a hit and miss, right? He's like the I forgot what movie we just... No, I know it was one. It was the Sabotage, you know? He's like, man, this guy does some great work. Why the fuck did he make this, though?
He didn't make Sabotage. That was David Ayer.
No, I'm talking about just liking Sabotage.
Oh, okay.
The director of that guy who did two great films before that, and he had two horrible films as well. I'm like, oh, he's batting that 50-50. I know the fuck well he didn't do Sabotage. Yeah, that movie was a piece of shit, too. Pieces of shit's on different levels, though. But, you want to give a plot synopsis?
This plot's pretty simple, all things considered.
Plus, I'm going to sleep halfway through the film.
Oh, good to know. So, pretty much, this story follows Kevin Costner. He plays...
Weaver Jr.
Yes, Sonny Weaver Jr., and he is the GM of the Cleveland Browns, otherwise known as the shittiest job in the NFL.
Yeah, probably so. You're guaranteed to fail if you get sent to that job.
Yeah, you really are. So,
I mean,
because...
That's like getting demoted.
Yeah, like, pretty much all sports fans have agreed, like, it doesn't matter what quarterback, like, comes in from college. No matter how good they are, if they go to the Cleveland Browns or the Oakland Raiders, that's where they go to die.
Yeah, exactly. That's where your career goes to retire. That's the retiring home for the NFL.
Right. So, he's tasked with this decision. Draft day is coming up. And he needs to figure out what the hell he's going to do because he just made a deal to trade away their first three draft picks for some stud, supposedly, which is ironic because the Cleveland Browns tend to do that every year. And it just kind of...
So it's kind of true in that form that it does represent how bad the Cleveland Browns are.
Yeah! Yeah, it kind of does. That,
so.
And us as Steeler fans, every time we see it, we go, ah!
I would prefer to see about the fucking Steelers or whatever. At least the Steelers is a much better fucking team.
Oh, that would have been a great movie if they actually did the Steelers.
Once again, nobody gives a shit about the Cleveland Browns. Shit, who the fuck? I've never seen nobody with a Cleveland Browns jersey.
Not even, I've been to Cleveland so many times, not even people in Cleveland like them.
Thank you. I've never seen nobody talk about that shit. When I was out there, the main person they were talking about was LeBron James, baby. LeBron James, now that motherfucker gone, they pissed off. Shit, they don't talk about no damn Browns shit.
Yeah, now they're like, well, at least we got the Indians.
I was about to say, even in that fucking, that Drew Carey show, ain't never once talked about the Browns.
No, nobody.
Browns.
So, getting back on the thing here, so pretty much.
And the fucking theme song was Cleveland Rocks.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Pretty much how this breaks down is that it just goes into what this guy has to do now that he's kind of dug himself into a hole for this draft.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen, and what a surprise! He manages to shock everyone with his final pick. Oy. Yeah.
Now, going into the movie, I knew it was going to be like this, and I thought the reason why they made this movie was because the drama is so good in it that it overlaps whatever predictions you may have about the film going into it. But the drama wasn't even that fucking good. Like, the dialogue, most of the dialogue is repeated dialogue, too, at that. It's just like, the movie repeats dialogue as if the characters are in a loop where they go to, like, a character might say, hey, you got to do this, and he'd be like, yes, yes. And then it'll just be like a repeat of that. It's just a repeat of that. It's the weaker version of Moneyball.
You just hit the nail right on the head, because I really, really love Moneyball, and that's exactly what this felt like to me.
Yeah, same here. I really love Moneyball, and I was, before the movie came out, I was just like, if you're a mathematician, you'd probably like this shit, but I was like, I don't know. But then when I saw the movie, I was just like, they added so much. It was such good acting and drama in it and everything on it and the statistics of it.
It was interesting.
I felt like everything in this movie lacked all of that what Moneyball had. I was like, oh, okay, well.
The thing that makes Moneyball very good for what it is because not a lot of people, and this is because I've watched Moneyball multiple times with people who don't know anything about baseball. And that material that movie covers is interesting, just the whole statistic angle of looking at baseball and how that changed everything. This movie has nothing like that. Everyone knows how the fucking draft works. Your number gets called and you go pick a guy.
Oh, thank you, just fucking son. Everybody knows how the fucking draft works. And I don't think not one person was, even sports fan, not was one curious about, like, yeah, I wonder how the Cleveland Browns do their drafts. You know, I wonder how that works out.
Well, you see, they go to the bathroom, they find out that their time's up, and they go, shit, who's on the board?
Exactly, or some that just make more money or are lazy or whatever. They just look up online and be like, oh, I'll play for this team.
Yeah. It really, I mean, there's a chance they could have made this interesting. There is.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
the drama been better.
The drama being better, just follow a more interesting team, have a better straight character. I mean, I'm not saying Kevin Costner is bad.
I didn't like him as this character in the
movie. No, you don't like him. He does what he has to do, but you don't like him for it. Like,
yeah,
you know, I joke about the Steelers because I'm from here, but Art Rooney is a icon for a reason.
Yeah, I even if they would have did Green Bay or any other
Oh, Green Bay would have been fucking
awesome.
The
team, whatever. I mean, any other team I would have fucking preferred, but like Cleveland Browns and all the trades that they got, and like you said, like Kevin Costner, his character's kind of an asshole, and the only reason why you kind of want to go side with him is because he's on camera the most of the time. He's got the most screen time out of everybody. And Jennifer Garner, I just felt bad for her in this movie. I ain't gonna lie, I shook my head at times. I was just like, wow, this is your follow-up to Dallas Buyers Club. All right, yeah.
I felt horrible for Chadwick Boseman. More.
I was about to say Chadwick Boseman, too. I was looking at him, I was just like, he just went from one sports movie to another. And I saw that trailer for James Brown. I was like, I'm very interested in that movie. That's probably my most anticipated film of the year right now. But I was looking at this, I was like, oh, man, you just – and then when the actor of all actors showed up, Pete Diddy.
Was he in this? Oh, yeah, he was.
Puff Daddy. I know a lot of
guys about his ass.
About that name.
There's a lot of – like, there's a lot of people in here I felt really bad for. I felt bad for Joe Manganiello because it's like, dude, you got two bad movies right in a row. You're not helping yourself. Rosanna Arquette just looks older and older with every movie she's getting in. Dennis Leary. once again proves that he's a good actor. He just can't get shit for scripts. I don't know why.
Yeah, I was shocked to see Dennis Leary in this film, too. I remember I saw the trailer. I was like, you know, it's been a while since I've seen him on screen. Let me check him out.
He's kind of the best part of this movie.
Don't forget Terry Crews.
Yeah.
They even throw in some football players in there as well, too.
They do. Arian Foster, who I really like.
Yeah, they are just, I guess, all background. I mean, once again, the movie mainly falls around Kevin Costner. Kevin Costner, everybody's calling it his return. I've not been a fan of his return. Matter of fact, you ain't Liam Neeson, bro. Let's just say
that. Yeah, Liam Neeson did it right. You're not doing so hot.
Yeah. This movie's either – well, at least from 3 Days to Kill, this one, or even his performance, his acting, man, still was like, man, his character was uninspiring, man, still. 3 Days to Kill, it was forgettable. And this one, I literally was bored.
I'm thinking about this, what we said about different football teams. So this would be a great movie for every team. Except the Dallas Cowboys, it'd be a goddamn comedy.
Yeah, I mean, it makes so many gay jokes too as well. So, I mean, the NCAA CP probably would come in and be like, all right, stop making fun of those Negroes right there. It's not allowed in here anymore.
God.
Maybe if it was a better team, whatever. It felt like they were holding back in the movie and just playing it safe, though.
I agree.
I thought the movie, personally, I thought it was PG.
Yeah, like, I read a report that's saying they had to cut this to be R, and I was like, what the hell did you have to cut?
This was R?
Yeah.
Are you serious? This is a rated R film?
No. It was. It originally got rated R, and then they appealed it.
I would assume it'd be rated R. You can see when coaches explode on the fucking field and shit. I can only imagine what it's like during draft time, that the shit that they go through and what the words that be coming out of their mouth half the time. I wouldn't be surprised. They'd be like, you get your jungle bunny ass over here, nigger. That's my pick, goddamn it, shit. I wouldn't be surprised if any of that happened. Or like that dude from 42 that was just like, hey, nigger. Nigger. Yeah. I forgot his name, but nigger.
The guy played by Alan Tudyk.
Yeah, Alan Tudyk. Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't be surprised.
Come on with your monkey hand, boy.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, monkey, swing the bat. Yeah, sure. I wouldn't.
Everyone hide your woman. Something got out of the zoo.
Exactly. Yeah, shit. But this would have been better than a 30-minute documentary, personally.
I completely agree with you. In fact, I'm willing to bet on that NFL channel. There probably is a documentary about draft day. Actually, now that I think about it, there is.
Yeah.
There actually is a really great documentary about the draft. It's about the 2004 draft and about how three Super Bowl quarterbacks went within 5 picks of each other.
Yeah, I think if you get the Amazon Fire TV right now, it's like a special preview of that on there. So yeah, I think it is on there already.
It's a hell of a documentary. I'm not going to lie.
I would have preferred to seen this as a documentary. Maybe not about the Cleveland Browns once again. That's one of the biggest faults of the movie, at least. It's like, nobody cares about the fucking Cleveland Browns. I'd like, that'd be the most forgettable, unmentionable team that there is in the history of the NFL.
It's going to be hilarious. We got one fan that's a Browns fan.
They should just rig that shit to where they win the Super Bowl once. Then it'd be interesting to talk about. Be like, yeah, after their 32 years or something that they haven't won? Some shit like that.
Yeah, because here's the thing. The Bills, if it would have been the Bills, they at least have interesting characters. There was even a point where it was going to be the Seahawks, which after this year, fuck me, that probably would have been a good movie.
Well, another thing, too, even about the Bills, though, is that, like, it's in New York. New York has a history of its own. I mean, there's a story to tell of that city itself and that team. There ain't no history to tell about Cleveland or anything like
now,
that.
You are right on that. The Buffalo Bills do have quite a bit of history.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry, the movie doesn't go into any back detail story of these characters, nor that history of the team, to be honest. So, and the little history that they do go into, you don't care about it.
Because the team got founded in the 90s after the Browns used to be there in the 60s, and then in 19, I believe it was 91 or 92, the team literally just packed up and sailed ship to Baltimore.
Yeah, had it been a better team, maybe my rating wouldn't be so bad. But since I fell asleep in it, I gotta give it a fuck it. I was bored.
That illustrious triple fuck it you were talking about?
This is part of that illustrious triple fuck it that may be happening that I have never given, because we have not done 3 movies. I've given a fuck it too, but I'm so disappointed in this week of after the 3 weeks I didn't have that I felt like my time was I felt like my time was wasted watching this movie.
Huh? All right.
Because I could have turned on ESPN and watched this. That's why.
Fair enough. I'm going to give this just a low stream it because I don't think it pissed me off as much as you, but I completely agree with every point that you made. Although I do say there are football nuts that I know are going to like this movie for what it is. That's just – that's the simple facts about it. So for people who do love football, I mean, there's something here for you. There is. I can't really deny that, but
– you're a bigger football fan than I am, though. I watch football. I see it everywhere, but you're a bigger one than I am. I got parts of where I can see it's for football fans, but I looked at it more as like, scientists and mathematicians would probably like this more or whatever. I was like, I don't even see it.
I agree with you on that point, too.
I guess it's 50-50 then? I don't know. Maybe if they had a game in there that mattered or something, like, or would it, like, if
they can't show a fucking game of the Cleveland Browns, that would just make everyone depressed.
Okay. Well, I was about to say they should have just lied and threw a game and they won the Super Bowl or something like that. Like, this is a movie, okay? It's one of those questions we had. Do you prefer movies that tell the truth or some type of, you know, I go to the movies to be entertained. If I'm looking for a good drama, then yeah, like something like Slave or AIDS or something like that, then yeah, I expect the truth from that. I don't expect Django Unchained or anything like that, but you know, when I go see a movie like this, then I know it's sad and depressing. You can make up some story somewhere and be like, oh, because of Kevin Costner's character and his draft picks, or whatever, we won the Super Bowl after 50-something years or some shit like that, because they've never won.
Yeah, and then
one,
every
so
football fan would have been like, bullshit.
The Cleveland Browns team fans would have been happy as fuck. They would have came out and rejoiced and been like, y'all niggas ain't never won a Super Bowl team. Be like, uh-uh, saw that movie Draft Day?
All right. Good night, everyone.
Later, bastards.
See what I do from here. You're going to like this.
The football world is in shock, wondering what exactly the Cleveland Browns' Sonny Weaver Jr. is cooking up here.
You're not going to believe what's happening.
You make this deal right now. Say it with me.
An absolute stunner.
Okay, screw it. No more offer.
You're out of your mind.
Yeah, I am. Haven't I proved that already?